This episode of A Dude and a Bro podcast is brought to you by the fine folks at Podcorn. As you guys know, we love listening to and talking about podcasts. As podcasters ourselves, we understand the time and energy that goes into getting the right equipment, finding the time to record, and just the daily grind of promoting the show. There are hard costs to building a show, and monetizing your work is a critical component of growth. Enter Podcorn, who is disrupting the traditional and frankly outdated path to sponsorships. Podcorn is a user-friendly marketplace connecting podcasters to amazing sponsorship opportunities such as host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. At podcorn.com, you can get started with a user-friendly interface where you can easily browse potential sponsors. Podcorn gives you the flexibility to collaborate with these sponsors and choose the right opportunity that fits the size and scope of your show, and you never give up any rights to your podcast. Click on the link in our show notes to sign up to Podcorn and start browsing sponsorship opportunities right now. We want to give a big shout out to Podcorn. Thanks to Podcorn, A Dude and a Bro can continue to focus our energy and efforts on creating content for you and talking about the podcasts we love. Go to www.podcorn.com today to get started. That's www.podcorn.com. Later.
Tim, what is up, my brother? We are back talking podcasts. Always a pleasure to do with you, my friend. And so we are going to be getting into Kevin Hart has a podcast. And I think this is in conjunction with his SiriusXM channel. So I think this might be repurposed content or kind of like a simultaneous thing in addition to the channel and stuff he does with SiriusXM. But either way, the name of the podcast is Comedy Gold Mines. Kind of a play on word with gold mine, but this is gold mind as in thought, your mind, your brain. And Kevin Hart brings on some significant high profile comedians, and they get into a pretty significant, about an hour length discussion. And dude, I'll just turn it over to you. First off, let's set the stage with this. Where are you at with Kevin Hart as far as his comedy? How are you from just a pure comedic standpoint as a fan or not, or where are you at with that?
I mean, I would say, you know, if you asked me 5, 7, 10 years ago, I would have said, you know, I'm a huge Kevin Hart fan. I think his brand of comedy is really cool. I particularly appreciate that he's a Philly guy and kind of a contemporary. So that's a reason to be a fan. But, you know, I don't know if this is cliche to say, Mike, but, you know, I think he's starting to get a little oversaturated in the cinema field. And so, you know, when I see that he's starring in the buddy cop film with The Rock or Jumanji 4, you know, it's sort of a little played out for this podcaster.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I'm actually not a big fan of his comedy. I respect the art and the game, and clearly the dude is just massive, undoubtedly one of the biggest comedians out there. But I've given some time into trying to watch his stand-up, and it just is not my cup of tea, but I respect that people love and adore it. I really enjoy him as a person, though, and what he's about as far as the hustle and trying to be creative and pursue things in life and the work ethic and where he's come from and the stuff he puts out there with his family dynamic, his father who had significant addiction issues and was absent and how they've mended their family. I mean, there's a lot going on with Kevin Hart, and I really like him as a person. I enjoy him, especially when he's in a setting with like a Joe Rogan and have multiple hours to sit and just talk about life and wax poetically. So I'm into Kevin Hart. So I was fascinated about this show. So dude, when you and I decided to review this Comedy Gold Mines with Kevin Hart, at the time, the newest episode was Bill Burr, who said, hey, let's focus on that. But I think we both also went back and listened to the very first episode with Seinfeld. So anyone out there, for the purposes of what Tim and I are discussing in reviewing this show, that's our context, which was the Seinfeld episode and the Bill Burr episode. And dude, for me, it was a bit of a tale of two episodes. I listened to Bill Burr first because that was the newest one at that time. And it was kind of hit or miss for me. There was moments where I really enjoyed the show. And I actually thought, oddly enough, the very back end of his conversation with Bill Burr, when they sort of dropped the ball busting shtick, and clearly those guys are good friends and close. And it was neat to see that. You could tell there's a deep, kind of almost like a brotherhood to the way they busted each other's balls was in such a vicious, cutthroat way that only someone who really respected and was close would be able to get away with that. But when they kind of dropped that and they got more into sort of just the authentic conversation with Bill talking about his dad and how his dad parented him and how he's a different type of parent and the emotion of being a man and what's cool or not cool for men to kind of, you know, be like and how it was back in the day versus now. I thought that stuff was great. And then my last point, and I'll stop rambling, I'll turn it over to you. But I think the Seinfeld episode really was where Kevin Hart's trying to be at with this show altogether. And it's kind of a thoughtful probing of people's minds, their strategies, routines, habits, what it is that makes them go in life, what are they going after, and a real kind of deep analytical approach to what comedians are trying to do to build success in their life. And I thought Jerry was incredible in return and really giving him some significant nuggets of wisdom. Jerry took the conversation very seriously. He was funny too, don't get me wrong. But I think maybe because Jerry hosted his own interview format show, he kind of knew what it's like to maybe not get much in return. And he really stepped up and gave Kevin, I think, everything he could accept or everything he would expect. You know, that was a long ramble preamble. But, you know, what are your thoughts, Tim, on the actual podcast itself now?
So if you don't mind, I'm going to circle back to just the general Kevin Hart question. I did forget to mention, and I don't know if you're Kevin Hart did a show, which I'm just like surprised that they didn't continue, that I love, that kind of cemented my Kevin Hart fandom. He did a show called The Real Husbands of Hollywood. Are you familiar with that show?
I think it was a VH1
show.
Okay.
But it was a spoof on The Real Housewives.
Yeah, okay. So,
It was like, what do you call that, meta, where Kevin Hart plays himself. And it's, what's Alan Thicke, the son with the hit songs?
Robin Thicke, maybe? Yeah.
They're buddies. And so, you know, it's all these Hollywood stars that play themselves. And Kevin Hart, like, nobody likes him. He's like a Larry David figure where he's kind of like a jerk and bad stuff's always happened to Kevin Hart. And I just thought the show was brilliant. I thought Kevin Hart was at his funniest on that show. And it was, you know, anytime you could poke fun at The Real Housewives, I'm in. So I just want to throw out, you know, if you're a Kevin Hart fan or you like his comedy, please check out that show, The Real Husbands of Hollywood, because that was brilliant, man.
Yeah, real quick, dude, I feel like it was a missed opportunity that was on VH1. If that was on a different platform, maybe that could have been more suited. We would have heard of it more and they could have went deeper with it.
Yeah, and it had what's the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm, the guy that lives with Larry David.
He's on it. Oh my God, he's amazing.
JB Smooth.
JB Smooth, maybe? Yeah, he's incredible, that dude. Yeah.
Oh, man, the show is just, you know, anyhow, I'm digressing substantially.
Yeah, no worries, man. It's all good.
So I think it sounds like you enjoyed the Seinfeld episode more than the Bill Burr episode.
100%. Bill Burr conversation meandered a little bit, and it was too... It got too inside baseball time with the deep comedic stuff. And there was just a lot of silly ball busting, which I'm fine for. But to me, the Seinfeld episode was so on point. I actually took away a lot from it just to try and apply in my own life.
Right. I like the Bill Burr episode. I don't know. It sounds like you didn't appreciate, but I like the busting of the chops in the beginning. There was a little inside baseball. Oh, and here's what I want to mention too. I don't know if you feel the same way about this, but like, I don't have too many comedy podcasts in my queues.
None.
And the reason being is like, when they're just like, with the exception of Bill Burr, because I think his Monday morning podcast is brilliant, just a stream of consciousness, but that's a whole other episode, dude and bro.
Which we did once before, by the way. We both gushed over it.
Episode 34, season 2 or something. I don't have the catalog in front of me. But for the reason is because when comedians aren't in their form or they're not on stage or they're not doing their material, I think a lot of them, man, just like aren't funny, dude. And Adam Carolla makes that point too. Like, he'll have comedians on the show and they're kind of like, some of them are like whiny and woe is me. And I think that's part of the personality, part of the deal. Like you mentioned, always say like the troubled artist. Like a lot of comedians, when you take them out of their format, they're not like really, what's the word I'm looking for? But interesting folks in general.
Yeah, and also, Tim, there can be a bit of an air of kind of a self-importance that I don't know is really necessary that we need to hear from comedians. But I give Seinfeld credit because he kind of smacked that notion down a little bit. And I think even me, his exact quote was, "Nobody ever changed their mind because of us," meaning we're not like, let's get away from the activism and stuff. Let's make people laugh. We're not out there being thought leaders and changing people's opinions. And that I love. There's a self-awareness there about their place in the world, which is an incredibly important place to give us a break from the chaos, to let us laugh and enjoy ourselves. I think that's wonderful. And look, is there a place for comedians to make a point? I do. I didn't fully agree with Seinfeld there. I think there can be. And I think a dude like Chappelle, I think even Louis C.K., those guys make points about things, and sometimes in a way that kind of hits you over the head or the way they go about it. But anyway, back to what you were saying. Yeah, I think at times two comedians talking to each other is not always a recipe for something that's going to be entertaining, which might be contrarian to what most people would expect out there.
Right. And I think there's this notion, right? Comedians try to have it both ways, right? Like I hear Carolla saying this, like, oh, you know, you can't hold us accountable. If someone gets offended by my comedy, you can't hold comedians accountable because we're comedians and it's not meant to offend. And I think that's not always like this free pass, get out of jail free card because I'm a comedian. You can't take me seriously. Is a little bit of a free pass I don't agree with. And then the flip side of the coin is, you know, right, you're not super important either. I think comedy has its place. Like I think if you're able to make fun of people or make fun of things and just get a group of people together and laughing, I think that's healthy for a society, man. You know, I think comedy has been like a through line in most cultures and civilizations that help is a glue to help keep it together, man.
Yeah, and can help us process really sort of painful things too. To be able to laugh at it is a way to sort of process some distressing times. I think you might even have pulled a clip, Tim. Maybe you want to fire this up. Seinfeld touching on just this and sort of where's culture at right now. And maybe giving an answer that none of us would have expected to hear from a comedian, if you want to fire that up, man.
Yeah, let's listen, man.
How do you feel about where we are now? You know, when you say you're anti-PC.
I think we're fine.
You think we're fine?
Yes, I think we're fine. And comedy changes, like culture changes. Culture is a liquid. It's not a solid. It's a liquid. Always changing, always moving. Every day it's a slightly different shape. That's our job.
I was going to say, that's a part of the job.
That's our job. You got to feel it.
So I was super shocked when Kevin Hart asked Seinfeld what he thought of the PC culture. I'm like, all right, here we go, you know, Seinfeld. Because Seinfeld has said in the past that he won't perform on college campuses because, you know, it's the sensitivity and everyone's getting offended and safe spaces and the whole nine. But Seinfeld, what that comment right there really opened my mind to a different way of looking at, you know, I guess this Uber PC, you know, I know everyone, the woke culture is, you know, all right, you know, maybe, yeah, our society is, it's dynamic, it's changing. People's sensitivities are changing. And if you're saying stuff that you're not getting a laugh, you're getting a different reaction, then maybe that's on you. Maybe you need to catch up with the times. Maybe you need to adjust your style so the stuff that you say makes people laugh instead of getting people mad. So I thought that was a valid point. I don't always, you know, agree. I don't necessarily totally agree with it, but I think it's certainly something to think about.
I so respected that answer from Seinfeld because it was a very well thought out and thoughtful answer. Because to me, the very easy thing to do, the red meat to throw out to the comedy fans, are just to be like, oh, people are too sensitive. We're comedians. We should be able to say whatever you want to say and shock and awe and all that stuff. And that's not where he went. I think you said it well. Like, cultures are dynamic. We need to be able to adjust and move along with that as well. It was a very contrarian answer from what I would expect from a comedian, but I liked it. An acclaimed, a cemented Hall of Famer, elder statements, a statement, statesman of comedy gave that answer. I thought that was really cool. I also loved the stuff where Seinfeld was talking about work and just doing the work and his sort of day-to-day, how he goes about doing it. And especially in reaction to Kevin Hart talking about wanting to go out on top and how he has a certain number he wants to reach and then he's done. And Seinfeld just couldn't wrap his head around that. He's like, well, then what? He's like, no, I'm working or I'm dying, basically. That's his mentality. I think you might even have a clip that touches upon that a little bit as well. And then we can dig into that a bit further, Tim.
Yeah, let's listen.
To me, there's only one question. Are you working or are you not working? And that's it. Mm. That's it. And obviously, you're one of the greatest workers of all time that I've ever seen.
So, yeah, I mean, Kevin Hart, you know, starts, you know, they're getting into this conversation. And Kevin Hart says, you know, I've already done 7 specials, these huge Netflix specials, and I think I'm going to do 10 and then I'm going to be done. Because, you know, I want to be like Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. My goal is to go out and retire on top of the industry. And he kind of asked Seinfeld what he thought about that. And Seinfeld's like, it's not about going, especially in show business. You know, as long as you're creating content and you're relevant and you're working, that's all you should strive for.
And also you're humble in your pursuit as well. And I'd have to think that Seinfeld has read the book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. Anyone out there, if you're pursuing anything of an artistic bent or even just a business or just anything that you're trying to pursue that's kind of your own doing and your own sort of goals and you know what you're looking to accomplish, something for yourself, a self-interest, self-motivated interest, read the book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, because Seinfeld references a few things. It's almost right out of the pages of that book. And basically what Stephen Pressfield talks is about is showing up and doing the work is where the freedom in life is where the actual joy in life is. It's not the acclaim. It's not the reaction from people. It's not what you get out of it. It's actually literally sitting down and doing the work. And Stephen Pressfield talks about overcoming resistance, and the more worthwhile your pursuit is, your artistic endeavor, the piece you want to write about, the more resistance you're going to feel internally. But when you overcome that and you do the work, there is incredible fulfillment for you on the other side of that. And another thing, I'll wrap up this piece after this. Stephen Pressfield talks about the muses, that if you sit down and you show up and work every day, that the inspiration and the creative flow will come from a source that he refers to as the muses, but that's just some greater source floating around in the ether out there. And Seinfeld talks about serving the comedy gods. And I don't think he was being cute in stating that he feels his sitting down and writing on his notepad, his remaining humble and pursuing the art itself, that he's doing that in service of sort of these comedy gods that are just out in the ether. And he gets his inspiration from them. All of that is in line with what Stephen Pressfield talks about in The War of Art. That kind of discussion and that kind of stuff, Tim, I think is just incredible. And I take a lot out of that. What were your thoughts on that specific piece of the discussion?
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, I was really digging this podcast. But, you know, not to throw cold water on what you're saying. I mean, you're talking about Kevin Hart has Jerry Seinfeld. I mean, right. This is like he's the comedian's comedian. Like I've heard Dennis Miller say, like, everyone, has reverence for Jerry Seinfeld as like just this brilliant, like he crafted the jokes that are crafted is, you know, and I don't totally understand the setup and the punchline like a comedian would, but they just say Jerry just hones his craft like none other, and they have this like crazy respect for him. So, and the reason I bring that up is because I listened to the Nick Kroll episode of Comedy Minds.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're getting this like really deep discussion with a comedy legend of Seinfeld, and you're like, all right, man, this, we're on to something with this podcast. And then I hear an interview with Nick Kroll, and I didn't get any.
Not the same in return. Yeah, no, well, that's kind of, yeah, that's sort of the two tale of two episodes feelings I had with Seinfeld and Bill Burr. And by the way, I love Bill Burr. Bill Burr's great when he's with Rogan. He's great when he's on his own, ranting on his own podcast. I love his stand-ups. Like, I'm a Bill Burr guy. That episode didn't just connect for me. For whatever reason, I thought it was the ball-busting, sticky stuff. There were some really funny jabs, but it carried on too long for me. And like I said before, it was the final 15 minutes when they dropped all that and really kind of got into what it's like to be a man and what it's like to raise kids and what it was like to be a kid with parents of a different generation back in the day. I love that kind of discussion. So, you know, maybe Kevin set the bar so high coming out of the gate with Seinfeld that there's almost nowhere to go from there. I wonder if that could be at play here a little bit. But I, at least from going Burr first to Seinfeld second, I understood what Kevin Hart's thesis and overarching sort of purpose with this podcast was, you know?
Well, yeah, well, here's the thing, right? Like, you know, I thought the Seinfeld interview was a little clunky at the gate. You could tell, like, it was kind of awkward, like, the first, like, 5 minutes. Like, Seinfeld wasn't really – he had to kind of get going and get momentum in the conversation. And similar to Bill Burr, you know, Bill Burr was putting on his act, you know. I think the point is that Kevin Hart isn't afraid to, like, shed the armor off and really have an honest conversation, almost like similar to Obama and Bruce Springsteen, how they kind of just they took the defenses down. Unfortunately, I didn't listen to the whole Nick Kroll episode, but I never got that from Nick Kroll. He always kept the facade, the, you know, I'm a businessman and this is my brand and I'm just going to say the right things and I'm not going to shed the armor and get real. So I think from that standpoint, Kevin Hart is willing to do that. So that's why I think this podcast has potential because, you know, comedians, you know, they're known for having just like insane, keen insights. And, you know, if you can get a drawing nugget from a Seinfeld or a Bill Burr, I think it makes each episode worthwhile, man.
Yeah, it's a great point in your part. And I don't know if you saw, Tim, there's a multi-part documentary on Kevin Hart on Netflix. And when you say he's not afraid to put it out there, he let it all hang out on this documentary, warts and all. There's even a moment where he kind of got into a fight with his really close friends, and he said some pretty awful things to them, and it was ugly, and he had marital issues, and all that was left out there for to be consumed by the viewers of the episode. And he literally
– What about the car accident?
I can't recall. Was that in the – I thought that happened after that. Was that part of that too? I can't recall that.
No, I didn't see it, but I was just curious because, like, right, I'm just adding to the point, like, you know, the stuff with the wife, the car accident. Yeah. I mean, I think he seems – his father.
I forget the particulars around the car accident, but, yeah, the stuff with the dad was all in and out of there as well. It was just access to – this is probably close to 2 years ago I watched this, but it was just – unprecedented access, I thought, to a point where you're almost questioning yourself, why does he even want to have this stuff out there? I mean, there's some pretty ugly behavior out of him, but he let it all hang out there. And in the end, I kind of came away with like a lot more respect for the dude. Not that I didn't have any respect for the work ethic and everything to begin with, but just the entire way he just put the vulnerability on blast out there was incredible. So yeah, in a podcast setting like this, I don't think he'll have any issues going to those places. And hopefully his guest will, you know, respond and return to him as well. So dude, let's wrap this one up and put a bow on it. Unless you had it, well, I'll get to you for a final point in a moment, but just real quick from my perspective, I probably won't return back to this show. So a lot of times a big thing for me is, am I going to keep the podcast in my feed that we did a review on, or am I going to eventually delete it and just move on? Because you and I are constantly cycling new stuff. I might check out from now and then to see the name that pops into the feed and maybe give a spin depending on who Kevin has on there. But I'm not necessarily drawn to keep it in there and return back as a weekly or biweekly listener, whatever the frequency was. I thought the Seinfeld episode was a home run. Bill Burr, I love to do, but it was a little more of a miss for me. Good show overall. I respect what he's looking to do here. He's looking to get beyond the comedy a little bit, keep the show light, but also talk about the struggles and routines and the purposes that people have out there and what they're doing, these high-profile comedians. So, Tim, what's going to be your takeaway and approach with the show and your final thoughts?
Well, I don't know if you also picked up on this, Mike. I think the show also gets broadcast it live or in some capacity on Sirius XM, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, for the true like podcast purist, you know, if that's your medium, like I picked up on like that radio vibe, like that X, you know, FM, you know, vibe. And it sort of bothered me. I don't know if that's warranted, but so that would be a criticism. But overall, to your point, I really dug the Seinfeld episode. I really dug the Bill Burr episode. So I think for me, someone like me, it's going to be on a guest by guest basis on when I tune in. And if it's someone that I'm interested in, I really think downloading that particular episode and listening to it is worthwhile, because you are going to mine a couple jewels. Like the Seinfeld one had some nuggets and Bill Burr had some nuggets. So depending, Nick Kroll, unfortunately, didn't have any interesting takes, but I think it's going to be on the case by case basis, man.
Yeah, I think that's fair, man. So, dude, that is our wrap up for Comedy Gold Mines with Kevin Hart. Tim, another fun one. Always a pleasure talking podcast with you. Already looking forward to the next one, bro.
All right, man. Let's listen to Bill Burr on our way out here.
Do it.
But there's no qualifications for putting information on the internet. You can. There's no libel. There's nothing. Everything can be presented as truth. And that's why if you give a moron a laptop, he's going to go on the internet and 20 minutes later, he thinks the world's flat. But there's no qualifications for putting information on the internet. You can. There's no libel. There's nothing. Everything can be presented as truth. And that's why if you give a moron a laptop, he's going to go on the internet and 20 minutes later, he thinks the world's flat.
We are a Dude and a Bro podcast show. We are entrenched in podcasts. We want to do for the world of podcasting what Siskel and Ebert did for movies back in the day. So we love doing reviews of our favorite podcasts. We love suggesting new shows to all the fine folks out there in the world. And then Tim and I love debating topics from the latest and greatest episodes of our favorite podcast shows. Hey guys, you would do us a huge favor if you could head over to podchaser.com. Podchaser is your one-stop shop for all things related to podcasts and your favorite podcast shows. Search A Dude and a Bro podcast show and then leave us a review. If you could take a moment to drop a few lines about what it is you enjoy about A Dude and a Bro podcast show over on the Podchaser site, we'd be eternally grateful for your support. Thanks so much, guys.